This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini.
My name is David Gallner.
Thanks for joining us today, and happy Thanksgiving. The name of our company, again, is Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group Incorporated. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point off of Route 18 in Hermitage, Pennsylvania. Our toll-free number is 1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or you can go to our website, Leave a Legacy. L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com, where you'll find all our contact information. Or if you're driving and say, I can't remember any of that, just when you get back to your computer, Google Legacy Financial, and all our information will pop up, take you to our website again, where you'll find all our contact information. So for those of you listening from the Ohio area, we are located conveniently off of Interstate 80, exit 4B. You go about 2.1 miles off the exit ramp. You'll pass Combine's restaurant on your left. And, of course, Sheets is across the street from that. There's a light there. The very next light, which is probably about a third of a mile, is the entrance to Linden Point. There didn't used to be a traffic light there, but it's busy enough up here now that they have put in a traffic light. You make a right. There's a stone pavement on your left. You're going to go to the fourth building on the left. We're directly catty-cornered to Butler County Community College. And we are in what we consider to be the preeminent location in all of Hermitage. It is a planned technical park, but there's a lot of professional doctor's offices and so on here, as well as BC3 is here, Butler County Community College. And it is a lovely area if it's a nice day, which it is not today. It is a windy, blustery day today, the day before Thanksgiving, that we're recording this, and this would not be a good day for a walk. But on a nice day, you can bring your walking shoes with you if you're so able to and walk about 1.5 miles around these walking trails that Hermitage put into this development. Very nice area. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, we predominantly work with folks 50 and older, people who are thinking about getting their affairs in order for retirement, people who are already retired, maybe you're just a year or two before retirement, or maybe you've been retired for many years. So the 50 and greater crowd, we focus in on the four areas that pertain to this age group. And we always bring this one up first because it's the most important. It's also the one that most people haven't done any planning around, and it's also the one most likely to bankrupt you in retirement. And that is, what will you do when your health changes? So what plans do you have in place that when your health changes, and notice I said when, not if, because it's going to happen to really all of us as we age, and the Department of Health and Human Services puts some pretty stark numbers on it. They say that if you're 65 and older, there's a 1 in 2 chance, 50% chance you'll spend some time in a nursing home, the most costly place to be, although care at home could run you very high prices as well, depending on the level of care you need. If you're 65 and older, according to Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, there is a 70% chance that you will need some type of extensive care in the future. It might be at home if you're lucky. It might be in assisted living. It might be in adult daycare. It might be in nursing home care. So we always ask folks, where do you want to receive care when your health changes? And what assets of yours, what in your portfolio would you spend first to provide for that care? Because the numbers are staggering, the costs. It is approximately $85,000 to over $100,000 a year in western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio to go to a nursing home. It is $50,000, $60,000 to go to assisted living. It could cost more to be at home than in a nursing home, believe it or not. It's all over the board. It depends on the level of care you need. And yet that's the place most people want to be. But they've done no planning to ensure that that happens. And the reality is this. The government isn't going to do it. And if you don't believe that, I strongly encourage you to go to usdebtclock.org. And I promise you, if you keep that on your computer screen very long, you'll get a sick feeling in the pit of your stomach because it's $23 trillion and counting. And that's just the obligations that are on the surface. It'll show you Medicare, Medicaid, all our promises that we've made that how are we going to keep them all? It's just not possible. So the government is not going to be your answer, folks, but you can be your own answer because a lot of you don't realize that many of you think the only answer is traditional long-term care insurance. And guess what, folks? That's not the answer because there's few companies left in that space. The premiums keep going up and up and up. And although it is a way, we don't believe it's the best way to cover this risk in retirement. There are better ways that you can utilize your existing assets, the money you've already accumulated, and let it work harder for you. So maybe you have money in a bank account or an annuity that's not doing much. This money could be repositioned to provide a lifetime of benefits to you in the setting of your choice. We could also construct plans that, frankly, don't require you to prove that you're even in a nursing home or any care setting. They're indemnity plans, and they don't require you to pay out of pocket for expensive long-term care. You say, I don't know what she's talking about. These plans are called asset-based long-term care plans, and they let you use your existing resources without spending yet another insurance premium like you do for your health or homeowners or property owners or automobile insurance. You say, I'm sick of paying insurances. Well, most people are. This is a way to do that without doing it. But yet you cover this very real risk, and you protect your spouse, most importantly, if you're married, from a lifetime in retirement without you when you pass away of a substandard existence in retirement. So in other words, the surviving spouse often becomes broke paying for all this care because it's only then that the government's going to step in and help you. Now, we don't have more time to go into that, but if you're interested in seeing what you can do to protect against this very real threat, then you need to give us a call toll-free at 1-800-264-4963 or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, or Google Legacy Financial. We can show you proposal of what you could save. By the way, there are other strategies. We work with elder planning attorneys and estate planning attorneys. Sometimes we need to work hand in glove with them to put together strategies. Also, if you're already in a nursing home, it is not even too late then, or you know somebody, a loved one's going to go in soon, a parent, a spouse. There are still the 11th hour type strategies. Now, they're not as good as asset-based strategies, but they will let you protect some. Isn't it better to protect some? In some cases, we can protect it all, but in many cases, it's some of this in a legal manner. We're not going to discuss the details of that today, but there are definitely strategies that we can implement with the help of an elder planning attorney legally to keep you from losing it all. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, estate planning. This is another area we focus in on. Now, it's not something that's going to affect you, but it may affect your spouse. Hopefully not if things are titled properly. But when you die, your family, your surviving family, goes through something called probate, which unfortunately is very expensive. It takes a lot of time. So if you have kids out of state, they've got to come to the state of where you own property and where this probate's occurring. Taking off time from work, it's very inconvenient. And it is a public process, so anyone can find out everything you own by simply walking into any courthouse and asking for a copy of your probate file. They don't care if you have any business knowing it or not. It is public record. According to AARP, they did a report many years ago that said it could cost upwards of 10% of your gross estate to go through probate. The attorney gets some of it, but there's appraisal fees, court costs, transfer fees, and on and on and on. And it is something that most people who care about their family wish to avoid. So there are strategies that you can put in place, and we have an estate planning attorney that we work with here in Pennsylvania. He comes to our office very often and sits down at no charge and gives a complimentary consultation. If you're in Pennsylvania, he will sit with you at no charge. Now, if you're in Ohio, we have an attorney that we work with in Ohio, and we will have to have you go to their location because rarely are attorneys licensed in both Pennsylvania and Ohio because they're very different states. But many people wish to explore their options for avoiding probate. And by the way, the options are different in Pennsylvania and Ohio. They're very different. So again, that's another area that we focus in on. You name the savings or investment, we have it here at Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group. My dad and I are both fiduciaries as well as licensed investment advisor representatives. And he's been doing this, I know, Dad, you don't like for people to say, but 50 years. And it'll be 21 years in March that I've been licensed. Now, that seems so. Somebody's getting old. I don't know. I think maybe both of us. But anyway, we've been doing this a long time. We talk a lot about yellow, green, and red money and the retirement roadmap, which we'll talk about on the next segment. But the last thing I want to talk about is tax planning. Folks, tax planning, now more than ever. And if you go to that usdebtclock.org and you don't agree the taxes are going up in the future, then I don't know. You're looking at the world through rose-colored lenses is all I can say, because it's almost impossible not to see that there'll be tax increases. But the good news is we're in what I call the blue light special right now. Remember Kmart with the blue light special? The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So what we do is we have some software that looks pretty sophisticated, but really when you grind down to the core of it, it's pretty easy to understand once we explain it to you, where we can show you a what-if scenario. So we can take your current tax return and we can put in some changes. So let's say going forward in 2020, you say, you know what? Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is great, but I'm thinking about doing the Roth conversion. Or maybe I'm thinking about, instead of continuing to unnecessarily pay taxes on my interest and dividend earnings, which is voluntary and causing my tax bill to go up, maybe I'd like to see about doing something deferred. What would that look like to my tax bill? Or maybe you have a 401k, a 403b, a 457 plan, an IRA, a SEP, simple profit sharing, and the like. Are there strategies that you can put in place now? Because, folks, this money, if left behind to non-spouse beneficiaries, in other words, your kids, grandkids, nephews, nieces, etc., anybody that's not a spouse is going to get hammered like you've never seen in the future, because what's coming down the pike is the Secure Act and or RESA, R-E-S-A. If you don't know what those are, Google them. And they're going to destroy the wealth that's going to be passed on, that you think is going to be passed on to the next generation. It is going to obliterate it in taxes.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support message. We come back, we're going to talk about a book that you can get. There's also online videos that you can watch. It's called Smart Retirement. So here's my question to you. Are you working with someone who's part of the Smart Advisor Network? I doubt it, because the book has to do discover the strategic movement around the retirement taxation. We'll tell you how you can get a copy of the book, and then we're going to give you some year-end planning on tax tips. So make sure you stay tuned for the entire, all four segments. We just finished one, so there's three more segments to go.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Davey Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner.
And I'm Sherry Marini.
So as promised, let me tell you how you can get a copy of the book and why you want to get it. Guess who did the forwarding on this book? Dr. Michael Rosen. Now, you might not know who he is, but he's a four-time New York Times number one bestseller, and he's the chief wellness officer of Cleveland Clinic. Four-time best-selling author of New York Times. So that should tell you something about this book, that he thought highly of it. Not only that, there's several CPAs that are here in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, and attorneys that have also comment on the book. So let me just tell you some of the topics that are in this book. Would you agree that the world is changing? And by the way, let me give you the name of the book again, Smart Retirement. And I said on the last segment, are you working with someone in the Smart Advisor Network? I doubt it, because it has to do with taxation, retirement taxation. The author is Matt, M-A-T-T, Sekula, Z, A-G-U-L-A. There's no charge for this book. When you call, and I'll give you the contact information, we want to make sure you're not, you know, broker, because brokers like to get a lot of free stuff. Not all of them, but many of them do. So we just want to make sure you're not a broker, because we're not here to try to educate the broker. In fact, they're not even allowed to give tax information anyways. So our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And by the way, our new website is up and running. You should take a look at it. LeaveALegacy.com. Leave, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com has all our contact information. And if you're driving, when you get back, just Google the word Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial, and then click on where it says LeaveALegacy.com. Lots of good information. So we have a new website design. You could spend literally hours. So let me tell you the topics in this book called The Smart Retirement by Matt Sekula. And I think you'll agree the world is changing. Two of the three important dates. We'll talk about that before we're done with the show. How taxes adjust, taxes and cash flow pressure. Now, if you like paying taxes, we need some people out there to pay, but I think most people don't want to pay more than their fair share. And the third date, why the third date's important, and why the market might not save you. In fact, I'll give you a little hint. Go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. I talked about that in the last couple of weeks. The trouble with RMDs, requirement minimum distributions, that's just chapter one. Chapter two, the truth about the fuzzy, yes, fuzzy, financial math banks in Wall Street use, revealing the true cost and consequence of death. Has your broker or who you work with ever talked about CAGR versus average? If you don't know what that is, I think you have a problem. The rate of return myth. Planning, you're decent, more important than the climb. That's chapter two. Chapter three, using basis and float to gain financial freedom. It's smart to know your basis. That's why it's called smart retirement. The benefits of tax awareness and actuary arbitrage. You know what actuary arbitrage is? I bet most people don't. Chapter four, get smart. Enjoy the strategic movement around retirement taxation. From the smart whys to the smart hows, where should you invest your money? The moral of the story, that's chapter four. Chapter five, smart people, smart plans, higher income without taxation. Oh, does that sound possible? Higher income without taxation. Understanding where am I at? Chapter six, my personal smart plan. Do you have a smart plan now? The negative side of life insurance. How carriers make high cash value life insurance. Chapter seven, is it your time to get smart? I hope so. If not, you probably shouldn't call. Here's why. Time to get smart. About the Smart Advisor Network. Tells you about the author, and we got appendix of charts and so forth. So if you'd like to get a copy of the book at no charge, the name of the book is called SMART, S-M-A-R-T, Retirement. Discover the strategic movement around retirement taxation. The author, Matt Sekula. Z-A-G-U-L-A, if you're just tuning in. The foreword is by Dr. Michael Rosen, a four-time New York Times number one bestseller, chief of Cleveland Clinic Wellness Center.
And they can call us and we'll tell them how they can get a copy of that book, correct?
And our toll-free number again is?
1-800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or you can shoot us an email by going to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or Google Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial and our informational pop-up take you to our website. So now we want to talk a little bit. I talked about the draconian, alarming, you folks should run, not walk. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating as an advisor. Seriously, this is the blue light special in terms of what you can do to save your family from massive tax hikes in the future. If you have IRAs, 401ks, 457 plans, SEP simple profit sharing, folks, I don't know what to say, but that is the single worst place you could be saving your money in retirement, because you've been tricked. You've been duped. I'm going to share with you why here in a minute. Because many people don't realize in a 417-3 vote, the House of Representatives passed a new tax bill called the Secure Act. Listen, 417-3. That's a miracle that they could agree on anything to that extent.
How
so
many
this
House
tells
of Representatives
you something.
Are there?
435.
What happened to the other ones?
They were sleeping. I don't know. They took the day off. They take too many days off. But which, in our opinion, the Secure Act could be more appropriately called the Extreme Death Tax for IRA and Retirement Plan Owners Act. It's the I got you where I want you middle class. I'm going to take all your qualified plans act. That's what I call it. The bill is promoted as an enhancement. See what I mean? Trickery for IRA and retirement plan owners because it includes provisions allowing you to make significantly higher contributions to your work retirement plan. Folks, why would the government not encourage you to put more in when they're going to get more eventually? What a joke. It also eliminates the existing cutoff of age 70 and a half, so that'll be appealing, by allowing workers of any age to contribute to traditional IRAs. Of course, if the government's going to get it, why not? And it extends the required minimum distribution age to 72. So see there, the carrot and the stick. The fine print, however, spells massive income tax acceleration for the families of IRA and retirement plan owners after the death of the IRA owner. The consequences of this bill will be devastating to people who have worked hard their entire lives, played by the rules, I'm guessing that's you if you're listening to this show, and accumulated significant amounts of money in their IRAs and retirement plans. And I'll bet you don't consider yourself the rich, but guess what? The powers that be do. It will be even more devastating for IRA owners whose IRA and or retirement plan constitutes the biggest asset in their estate. And that's most people today, folks. We see you. We know who you are. This proposed massive acceleration of taxes really betrays those conscientious savers, that's you, who socked away money under the assumption, and you were frugal, that they'd be able to pass that money on to their children, our children, in a tax-efficient manner. Under existing law, non-spouse heirs, meaning anybody that you're not married to of an IRA, can stretch. You won't find that in Publication 590, but they can stretch depending on the custodian. Most allow it. Most good custodians allow that. Now, if you're in a 401k, they never allow that. Or extend the taxable distributions of an inherited IRA over your lifetime. The benefit of protracting the distributions of an inherited $1 million IRA, folks, $1 million is not a lot today, can mean as much as $1 million to the heirs of the IRA owner over their lifetime. It's all about how quickly taxes are or are not collected. In other words, the ability to keep that money and have it work and not go to Uncle Sam, the great confiscator of your money. Under the Secure Act, the entire IRA retirement plan would have to be distributed within 10 years of your death. So they take that money, and let's say you have two kids, and it's $500,000 each, and that's going to go on top of their regular earnings. Guess what? They've now found themselves in the highest tax bracket. And it isn't going to be what it is under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act either unless you die before 2025 ends. RESA, R-E-S-A, also looks to slash the stretch. The Senate is also proposing changes to the stretch rules. In mid-April, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, and Ranking Member Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, never good when they both can agree on something, reintroduced their Retirement Enhancement and Savings Act, known as RESA, Retirement Enhancement and Savings Act. The Senate version proposes a five-year distribution, even worse than the Secure Act, which is more draconian. This distribution rule is softened somewhat by the inclusion of a provision that would exempt IRA and retirement plan balances of $400,000 or less from the requirement. This exemption, however, would make estate planning extremely complicated for IRA owners who have more than $400,000 in their accounts. Presumably, if the Senate goes on to pass their version, the House and Senate will have to compromise on the details. But if the resulting compromise includes any of the changes to the distribution rules for inherited IRAs and retirement plans proposed in either of these bills, its passage into law will spell the end of the stretch IRA as we know it. It's important to note that none of the proposed changes apply to accounts inherited by the surviving spouse, which makes getting married for the money more attractive for older IRA and retirement plan owners who are currently in committed relationships.
So,
and we could go on and on, folks, but this is the time to look at your qualified plans.
So when we come back, I'm going to talk about 2019 last-minute year-end medical and retirement deductions, and I'm going to give you six different strategies on other items. So you definitely want to come back for our next segment, and then we're going to be talking about in that book that you want to get, and we'll talk about the next segment how to get it again, three crucial dates that change the face and future of the American retirement system forever. Do you know what those three dates are and why that's important? So we're going to be talking about that. So if you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, please listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Thanks for rejoining us. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network, and this is the Dave and Sherry Show. And I'm Sherry Marini.
And my name is David Gallner.
Again, if you're interested in finding out more about how the Secure Act and or RESA versus the current provisions in the tax law would affect you, we strongly encourage you, now is the time. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or Google Legacy Financial, Legacy Financial, and you will be able to get in contact with us and say, I want to find out what the difference would be in taxation. Folks, you will be shocked. Now, if you don't like your family and you just assume to go to the government, then definitely do not call us. But for most people, they'd rather their money, they're willing to pay their fair share, but they're not willing to be creamed by the government and have everything they worked so hard and saved frugally be confiscated by Uncle Sam, which is exactly what these new laws would do, a massive confiscation of your hard-earned retirement money. And it's a crime, but you can stop it. But it does require proper planning. So again, get in touch with us. Now, I want to talk briefly about yellow, green, and red money. We talk about it on every show. Yellow money is your emergency money. That's your checking, savings, money market. We say you should have 3 months to a year's worth of basic living needs. Everyone should have a yellow money account. I don't care if you're flat broke. You definitely need a yellow money account. And again, these are the colors of a stoplight, so that's how we help you remember it. Red money is risk money. This is money that you put at risk in the stock market. It could be a managed account. It could be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, variable annuities, gold, silver, commodities, Bitcoin, call options. These things have risk. They go up and down. They may or may not be correlated with the stock market, but they have risk. So you could win on the upside, but you could potentially lose all your principal. Now, that's unlikely, but however, it is possible. Legacy Advisory Group is a registered investment advisory firm. We do offer managed platforms here. We don't believe in a buy and hope. That's what we call it. You know it as buy and hold strategy, because it doesn't work in retirement, or may not work in retirement because of something that's very real, that's a new risk to you in retirement, called the sequence of return risks. And that has to do with when you're drawing money out of your accounts. That's, after all, why you saved it. And even if you don't need it, Uncle Sam's going to make you take mandatory distributions. Right now it's 70.5. It's proposed to go to 72. But regardless, they're going to make you take mandatory distributions. So whether you want to take the money out or not in a declining market, that can be catastrophic. And if you need the money to live on and the market's declining, it's like adding gasoline to a fire or falling on a knife. Or as I sometimes call it, it's like your portfolio potentially could cannibalize itself. If you don't know what we're talking about, folks, we have very simple illustrations of how we can explain this so you can understand it. But it is a serious risk that you did not have during your working years, only now that you're retired. For that reason, we don't believe in buy and hope, buy and hold. We believe in tactical approaches to let you move nimbly in and out. Our managers will even short the market, but they're hands-on using some sophisticated algorithms, and they don't sit and hope for the best, because that's not a good strategy in retirement. So again, a balanced approach. Some in yellow, some in red, potentially. It depends. We do a detailed risk analysis. For some people, that's not the way to go at all. So it just depends. Everybody's different, like fingerprints. Green money. Green money is principal money that's principal protected. Gains are locked in. You can generate pension-like type income. And in many instances, we can even generate tax-free income for life. So this would consist of fixed annuities, indexed annuities, long-term CDs. Of course, they're not paying much. And index universal life, and potentially all cash value life insurance can be constructed. It has to be properly designed to provide tax-free income in retirement. So that may or may not be the strategy for you, but these would be green money strategies. So we believe in having a base in the green money. Of course, you have your emergency account. And then we look at, can you afford or not afford to put some money at risk in retirement? So we use another tool that you will not find for free on the internet. We call the Retirement Roadmap. We put it up on the big screen in our office, and we put in all your financial information. So we put in all your savings and investments. We put in the value of your home. real estate. We build in inflation. We look at all your spending. So we're going to feed that right in, because junk in, junk out. We don't want that. We want accuracy. Planned year of retirement, your Social Security, what age you're going to take it, and life expectancy. And then with the click of a button, we're going to see on the right-hand side of the screen if what you're doing, never mind us being involved in it, but what you're planning to do already without us, is it going to work? Because, folks, if you have a pothole, don't you want to fix it before you get to it, or would you rather sink your car into it and never be able to climb back out? We don't want that for you, so we want to see what it looks like. And if it comes up successful, we're going to stress test it. What happens if the market crashes? What if inflation's higher? What if you live longer? Living longer is a longevity risk, so that's a risk. If you die soon, you don't have to worry about it. If it comes up red and it says failed, it's going to show us what year it failed and what we can do to fix it. And then if we invite you back for a third meeting, we're going to show you what your proposed road could look like. And we're going to let you compare and see what you think going forward. Now, if you have everything great, and once in a while we see somebody that does, then we're going to send you on your way. But rarely do we see that people have taken care of all the risks that confront them in retirement.
All right, let's talk about some 2019 last-minute year-end medical and retirement deductions. You still have about a little over a month left. So here's some six opportunities. Establish your 2019 retirement plan before December 31st. This is the big one, folks. And we have a strategy. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but convert to a Roth IRA. And how would you like when you convert? Many of you, depending on the tax bracket, could have most of your taxes paid by an institution. Is that possible? And they would also give you a paycheck for life. That sounds like something that can't be true. Well, you want to come in, because if you have one of these ticking time bombs like IRAs, internal revenue accounts, as we call them, individual retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, KIOs, simple IRAs, 457 plans, anything where you got the tax deduction, and now there's a lien on it called the IRS. And you need to go to that website, usdebt.org. And the taxes do what? The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunset December 31st, 2025. So we have planning that we can show you. I think it's an eye-opener, but you might want to get the book ahead of time. And while I'm going to go in some strategies, why these three dates are very important to change the entire scope of our United States. But you definitely want to set up a meeting. I'm going to give you the number here in a minute. Before I do that, reimburse your 2019 Section 105 or other health reimbursement account, HRA. That's for the medical expenses that I alluded earlier. When you do it now, if you don't know how, give us a call. Number four, implement a qualified small employer health reimbursement arrangement or an individual coverage health reimbursement arrangement. Number five, ensure that you take your S corporation, an S corporation is nothing more than a C with an S election, health insurance deduction correctly. You know how to do that. Number six, claim the tax credit for the health insurance you give employees. If you'd like details on it, I belong to a lot of different outfits, and I can email you the information on how to do it, or better yet, it's probably best to set up a meeting with us. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When you call, say, I'd like to get that email on those six strategies, 2019 last minute year-end medical and retirement deductions. We can email to you or mail it to you. Again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial, it'll take you to our new website, leavealegacy.com. It has all our contact information. So we're running out of time, but I'm going to tell you the three dates, and I'll expound on it in the next segment. The three crucial dates that change the face and the future of the American retirement system forever. Capitalize, forever. The dates were January 1, 2008. We'll explain that in the next segment. January 1, 2011. I will explain that as well. In July 2, 2016. And if you want to get that book, again, just ask for it. It's called The Smart Retirement by Matt Zagula, M-A-T-T Zagula, Z-A-G-U-L-A. Discover the strategic movement around retirement taxation. And who did the forwarding? Dr. Michael Rosen. He's the CFO of the Wellness Institute at Cleveland Clinic, and he's written several books. He has 4-time New York Times number one bestseller. So why would he put a forward in this book if it didn't help him and other people that he knows? So again, if you'd like to get a copy of that book, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We'd like to set up a quick call with you, make sure you're not a broker, and we'll send it out to you, including shipping. There's no cost for this at no charge. So you're listening to the One Way Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. That's my other show. Please listen to this very important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Thanks for tuning back in. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and I'm Sherry Marini. And my dad is still here, I think, but he's forgotten to say hello to you folks.
Well, I was putting up the screen so my daughter could read this.
That's right. I want to tell you about... Happy Thanksgiving, folks. We are recording this on Wednesday, and that is the 27th, and of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day. But we thought we'd share something with you that we came across. The Continental Confederation Congress, this is what they said. Thanksgiving is a federal holiday in the United States, celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November, as everyone knows. It originated as a harvest festival. Thanksgiving has been celebrated nationally on and off since 1789 with a proclamation by George Washington after a request by Congress. And that's why it's such a sad thing that some people want to do away with Thanksgiving. It goes back very long history of Thanksgiving. The Continental Confederation Congress established the National Day of Prayer and Thanksgiving in 1782. Contrary to what the left-wing nut socialist Democrats would have us believe, the proclamation states that it is the duty of all nations not only to offer up their supplications to Almighty God, the giver of all good, for his gracious assistance in a time of distress, but also in a solemn and public manner to give him praise for his goodness in general, and especially for great and signal interpositions of his providence in their behalf. Therefore, the United States and Congress assembled, taking into their consideration the many instances of divine goodness. So, folks, many wish to erase the fact that this is a Christian nation and we were founded on godly principles, and you should give thanks in all times, not just the good and the bad, because you can always find someone who has a situation far worse than you, and because what God has given us, we should be thankful for. And we have much to be thankful for just being born in this nation. Many people, I always say it's like winning the lottery. And quite honestly, if you're a woman living in this country, it's like winning a super lotto, because the plight of many females around the world is quite dire. So it's something to be grateful for, and all the people that defend our nation as well, who are not home with their families to give us the freedom that we often take for granted. So happy Thanksgiving.
So what are these three crucial days that I talked about, alluded to in the last segment? To change the face and future of the American retirement system forever. January 1, 2008, that's when baby boomers turned 62. The first financial future changing date, again, was January 1, 2008. It was on this day the first baby boomers, the baby boomers are born when? From 1946 to 64, turned 62 years old and qualify to take early Social Security distribution. You say, well, why is that important? I'm going to tell you in a minute. Now, if that was one baby boomer, that would have been fine, but it wasn't. In fact, this date was the turning point, often referred to as the silver, you ready for this, tsunami, when 76 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 64 would begin to hit 62, as such qualify for early Social Security. And then January 1, 2008, that wasn't bad enough. The first wave in our silver tsunami, because on January 1, 2001, the second of the three most important dates, the first baby boomer turned 65. At that point, not only did they qualify for higher Social Security benefits than at age 62, but if they weren't still working at a company that offered health insurance and they were retired, guess what they start collecting? 65. And then the third date, and why the market may not save us, is one of the things that always comes up. People ask Matt all the time, he talks about in the book, and it's the requirement minimum distributions. And it starts out, there's a divisor in the book that talks about, you divide by 27.4, because your RBD under current law, that's requirement beginning date, is 7.5. Technically, it's April 1st of the following year you turn 7.5. But if you take it then, that means you got to take one by April 1st of the following year, and then you got to take one later on. So most people don't do that. They take it by the year end. And what they do is they look at the fair market value, which has nothing to do with fair. It looks at the value from the previous year, which is December 31st. And they divide by 27.4. So if you divide that, say you had $100,000, which is what the account was worth on December 31st, that's 3.65%. Why the government doesn't say that, I don't know. So the next year, when you're 1 year older, the divisor is now 26.5. So the divisor goes down. So if the account value, they call that the fair market value, what it was worth on December 31st, divide that by 26.5, that would be $3,700-some dollars, 3.7. So it goes up about a tenth every single year. Here's my point. With the tsunami coming, what is that going to mean for you as an individual? Higher taxes. Yes, higher taxes. We have the blue light special, as my daughter mentioned earlier. What plan do you have, and most people have a lot of their wealth other than their home in retirement accounts where they got the tax deductions. Do you have a strategy to be able to move that money while the blue light special's on so you can convert it to a tax-free retirement? Has your advisor, and I doubt it, unless they're part of what? The Smart Advisor Network. And even if you're working with a tax person, I can assure you, because they're not a financial person, we wear both hats here at our office, we have some strategies that is eye-opener, and it's pure math, folks. Pure math. We'll do it right in front of you. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation with Sherry and myself, and when I mean complimentary, that means what? There is no charge for it. None whatsoever. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. And if you'd like to set up a phone call or just come in, there's no charge for that. If you're driving, you can't write that number down. When you get back to computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial. It'll take you to an area. Just click on leaveaLegacy.com. Leave A, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, LeaveALegacy.com. LeaveALegacy.com has our contact information. You'll see our new website, lots of good information. We have 6 mini seminars, one on Social Security, one on how to have a tax-free retirement, one on estate retirement planning, women and wealth, how to have a paycheck for life, guaranteed income, and are you ready to retire? There's 6 mini seminars, on-demand seminars when you go to that website. So let's change gear and talk a little bit of politics. I think most of you folks know Clint Eastwood. He said this: if you could reason with a Democrat, known as dumb rats or demon rats, if you could reason with a Democrat, there wouldn't be any Democrats. For the first life of me, I'll never understand how the Democrats can question our present sanity while continuing to put Maxine Waters in front of a camera. Who said that? Candace Owens. Here's another quote. I trust a billionaire that became a politician a hell of a lot more than I trust politicians that became billionaires by being politicians. Imagine, if you will, a group of people so twisted by hate that they're angry that their president was investigated and found innocent. Doesn't that shock you? When were you an Indian? Did you kill buffaloes for their little wings? And that was AOC talking to Elizabeth Warren. Biden said 8 years of Trump would forever alter the course of the nation. That's what I was hoping for. I hope you were also. Okay, this turned to the world of economy. Explain with two cows, which they want to try to get rid of. Global economies can be tricky subject to grasp. Fortunately, Newstalk ZB, a New Zealand radio station, created a simple infographic which uses two cows to highlight the difference between various political and corporate systems. This does play a little on stereotypes, but it's all tongue-in-cheek. I think you'll find it rather funny and enjoy it. So let me read it to you. Communism. You have two cows. The state takes both and gives you some milk. Fascism. You have two cows. The state takes both and sells you some milk. Socialism. That's what Bernie says. I'm a socialist Democrat. Socialism. You have two cows. You give one to your neighbor. Bureaucratism. You have two cows. The state takes both, shoots one, milks the other, and then throws the milk away. A Chinese corporation. You have two cows. You have 300 people milking them. You claim that you have full employment and high bovine productivity. You arrest the newsman who reported the real situation. Traditional capitalism. You have two cows. You sell one and buy a bull. Your herd multiplies and the economy grows. You sell them and retire on the income. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. If you want to protect your principles, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. You want to protect your freedom, make sure you vote. Turn off that communist news network. Get educated. And number three, the most important, you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. I do another radio show on Sunday morning called One Way Radio Network. Only one way to heaven. And that is what? You have to recognize you're a sinner. Turn from what you were doing. Ask for forgiveness. Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Then the second thing is you must accept Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me and Jesus. Who do you say Jesus is? It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. A man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's your decision. He loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. The question is, where will you spend eternity? So happy Thanksgiving. This is Saturday. And we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-marriage lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge, you please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.